What's up, man? All right, guys, I'm out here in Tallahassee. You guys know I was running for Congress federal elections. However, I have switched to state representative for two reasons. Reason number one is that to run for the House of on a federal level, U.S. Congress, the filing fee is over $10,000. Unfortunately, I don't have $10,000, not even close to it. And the second reason I'm switched to the House of Representatives in Florida, it's because that seat is term limited, meaning that the guy who is been there for 8 years, he can't run anymore. You get 4 terms in the House of Reps in Florida, and that's it. You have to leave. So that seat is vacated, and you have the usual Republican, Democrat, the usual lefty, liberal, or, you know, the MAGA tard. So I figured let's spice it up and throw some MGTOW in the mix. So I just filed my paperwork, guys. Gonna show you really quick. Filed my paperwork. Dang it. Oh, Lord. See, guys, I just filed my paperwork right now, hand delivered. Okay. I hand delivered it about 25 feet behind me. So, yeah, guys. So far, everything is fine. I will be running as a MGTOW candidate since obviously nobody is challenging me. There is no primary, okay? There's no primary for me because nobody is challenging me. And also at the same time, guys, there is nobody challenging the other two guys in there. So you got Republican, you got Democrat, and now you got MGTOW. So there is no primary races. So it's going to be pretty much a general election between Republican, Democrat, and MGTOW. Like I said, guys, the Republican who's been in there for 8 years, he's term limited, and my county hates Democrats, and the Republican dude is your typical Trump megatard. Whatever Daddy Trump tells me to do, I do. Not to mention he's like short and fugly, so I easily mug him height wise, looks wise. And as you guys know, I got the food truck, which I'm gonna put banners in, and I'm gonna drive around town, so I have a realistic chance of actually winning in my small town USA than I do on a federal level going up against Randy Fine. So I got half the money thus far, guys. It's almost $1,800 to for the filing fee, okay, in lieu of petition, meaning you get people to like petition, you know, sign a petition to get you on the ballot. Let's be absolutely realistic. MGTOW does not have a community where people can sign petitions for you like Democrats and Republicans have. So the only thing I can do is pay the qualifying fee. As you guys know, I'm working as a truck driver. So I already have half the fee. So it's $1,800 to run. I already have like $900 of it. I'm back with Uber and Instacart, so I might be able to get another $200-$300 by Friday. Friday is when they have to have the check, okay, guys? So I'm probably gonna be about $500-$600 short by Friday. So if you guys want to donate, or even if you wanna say, hey, Omer, this is a loan. As you guys know, I make about $800 a week driving truck. So if any of you guys out there want to loan me $500, I'll be able to pay that back to you in like probably 2 weeks, because, you know, when I get back to the truck in a week, I have to spend another week before they send me out a paycheck. But the good news is, because I'm doing DoorDash and Instacart, yes, I'm back with DoorDash, I might be able to make some money. So, like I said, guys, the qualification ends on this Friday at 12 o'clock. This is when they have to have the check. Like I said, I got 900 out of 1800. The other $900, guys, like I said, I'm gonna do my best doing DoorDash and Instacart. And if any of you guys want to loan me like $500, I'll be able to pay that back to you within probably 2 weeks. I have no problem going on MGTOW TV saying, hey, so and so loan me money, and I'm gonna pay him back. And then obviously when I finally pay you back, you know, people will know that, hey, I paid you back, you know. And if you guys want to donate to my campaign, you can do that as well. Best thing for you guys to do is, because you guys gotta understand, now my campaign on my website, I have to transition that over to state from Congress, right? So if you donate to my website AmarMetwali.com, that's gonna go for my congressional bid, which is null and void. So don't donate there. I actually have to get a new bank account and new everything, which I'll do probably by tomorrow would be Wednesday. So if you guys want to donate to my campaign, best thing to do, guys, when you put money on MGTOW TV, you know, put X amount of money. And like I said, every cent you put on MGTOW TV as a donation comes directly to me, and that's going to be used on for my political campaign to pay the 1800. And if any of you guys out there, again, if any of you guys out there want to loan me like $500-$600 so I can pay this off by Friday, let me know. And again, I will go online and I'll say, hey, so and so gave me a loan, I'm gonna pay it back. And like I said, if the loan is for $500, you know, something like that, I can be able to pay that back probably within 2 weeks once I get back to driving truck and get paid a week later. Not to mention doing DoorDash and Instacart, depending on how much I make. I'm only going to be in town for 5 days, so I might be able to pay that back, you know, within a week's time, if any of you guys want to lend me like $500-$600. So yeah, guys, it's yeah, looks like MGTOW officially is gonna be on the ballot, dudes. And I'll be talking to you guys later on. Peace.